Just hours after being chosen as the new nominee, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer has dropped out. WTOP's Mitchell Miller joins us live today on the Hill.
Extraordinary breaking news that just happened seconds ago. We just learned that Tom Emmer walked out of the office in the Longworth building, and he has dropped out of the race, as you've reported. He is now the third nominee for Republicans who has dropped out of the race. First, there was Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He did not get to a floor vote before dropping out. Then there was Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. He got to three floor votes, all of them losing more and more votes with each one, and he dropped out. And that appears to be part of the reason why Tom Emmer decided not to take this to the floor. He was meeting with lawmakers this afternoon, trying to get them to come to his side. But in the end, he just decided that there was probably not enough votes on the House floor to get the votes to become the speaker. And all of this was complicated this afternoon when former President Trump weighed in on his social media site and said that he called Emmer a rhino and basically urged his supporters not to back him. This after talking to Emmer over the weekend. So once again, we are in a complete mess here in the House. There is no Speaker of the House exactly 3 weeks since former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was kicked out.
Mitch, talk about dropping. I'm sure some jaws were dropping here after this development here in the past couple of minutes. So now what?
Well, that is the big question. Now what indeed? They are going to probably try to regroup. There was a lot of talk at the end of the session involving Emmer that they might try to go to another candidate, Mike Johnson. He's a member of the leadership with the Republicans, Louisiana. He is a Louisiana congressman. He has a lot of support from conservatives. But this is a real mind-boggler because now we have been, as I said, 3 weeks with all of these people, and it just doesn't appear that anybody can get the votes. And now we're going to start going into those backup plans, E, F, G, and H now, I think we're at, where we may be, again, looking at a pro tem speaker, Patrick McHenry, again, an option. They've even talked about changing the rules so that they wouldn't have to get a majority in the House, but rather a plurality, which also would put them at risk of potentially getting the Democrats' leader, Hakeem Jeffries, elected. So a lot of things wide open here once again in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Okay, and we'll keep our eyes on that throughout the afternoon. WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller.